This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. America's tax brackets are changing because of inflation. That will be welcome news for many people whose salaries have not been keeping up this year with price increases. The announcement of the tax bracket shifts comes a week after the Social Security Administration revealed the largest inflation adjustment for fixed income beneficiaries in a generation. Tax brackets move alongside the inflation rate, meaning the amount of tax that people pay on their income gradually shifts in normal times. But the persistently high inflation that consumers have been facing this year is anything but normal, so the tax brackets are moving up to offset that. The good news is, if your wages haven't risen enough, you'll likely fall into a lower tax bracket in 2023. The standard deduction for married couples filing jointly for the 2023 tax year rises by $1,800 to a deduction totaling $27,700. For single taxpayers and married individuals filing separately, the standard deduction rises to $13,850, up $900. And for heads of households, the standard deduction will be $20,800, up $1,400. The earned income tax credit, which benefits lower-income workers, will rise by around 7% to $7,430 in 2023. Two people are dead in an apparent murder-suicide outside Bozeman on Tuesday night. Around 6:45 p.m. on Tuesday, Gallatin County Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of gunshots at a home on Cliff Manor Lane, about 10 miles south of Gallatin Gateway. A neighbor reported hearing gunshots and saw a woman shoot a man outside a house on Cliff Manor, then drive away. First responders found a 53-year-old man, identified as Jason Jones, dead of multiple gunshot wounds at the Cliff Manor Lane house. His wife, Kimberly Jones, 50, was suspected as the shooter. About 3 hours later, a person recreating at Hyalite Reservoir found Kimberly Jones dead at the day use area. She died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. An investigation into the deaths is ongoing. There's no clear motive for the deaths, Gallatin County Sheriff Dan Springer said, saying that the couple did not have a reported history of domestic disturbance calls to their primary address. The Joneses did not permanently live in the Cliff Manor residence. They are listed as owners of the property, which appeared to be a vacation rental. Both were Gallatin County residents. Jason Jones practiced family medicine at Bozeman Health. The Northeast Entrance Road that connects Yellowstone National Park's interior with Cook City and Silvergate is scheduled to open to regular vehicle traffic on Saturday morning. Visitors have been prohibited from driving the Northeast Entrance Road between Tower Junction and the park's northeast entrance in Cook City, Silvergate, since historic floods washed out roads at Yellowstone's northern regions this June. Five sections of the road were damaged during the flooding. Following Saturday's reopening, cars will be allowed to travel on 99% of the roads in Yellowstone. Repair efforts will continue in the spring. All portions of the Northeast Entrance Road that were damaged will be paved by Saturday, apart from a section near the Trout Lake Trailhead. That road segment will be paved in the upcoming 10 days. Visitors will be allowed to drive through the area while repairs continue, though there will be traffic control and short delays. Another short paved section of the Northeast Entrance Road in Lamar Canyon will stay single lane throughout the winter season. A temporary stoplight will control traffic there. In addition to the repairs on the Northeast Entrance Road, crews are making headway on upgrading and widening Old Gardner Road, which will restore vehicular access between Mammoth Hot Springs and the park's northern entrance in Gardner. Crews are still working toward paving the entire 4-mile road, and they are installing more than 5,000 feet of guardrails. The park is on track to open that route to regular vehicle traffic no later than November 1st. If the road is finished before November 1st, the park will open it sooner. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.